But as I've mentioned somewhere that we've always said like this: there's three types of a Stafford. One is three weights of Stafford. One is pet weight. One is fighting weight, and one is show weight. And I remember an occasion, there was a lad there at a show, and he said, "What do you think of this, Norman?" And I said, "Yeah, very nice. Yeah." I said, "Do you much with it?" He said, "Well, not really. Like, you know." I said, "No." I said, "You want to lose some weight? You want to lose a bit of weight?"
Yeah.
Bit of weight. I mean, he comes on internet now, and he's still, you know, this way inclined, like,
right,
sort
yeah.
of more muscular. You know,
yeah.
And
so fighting weight's the thinnest, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got
lean
for,
and muscular.
For anything
yeah,
to get
lean
at.
And muscular.
Yeah. Okay.
And Dorothy were passing. And I said to Dorothy, I said, "What's wrong with this bitch?" And she said, "Could lose some weight."
Yeah.
And him and his mates were, you know, "What do you know?" Like, you know.
Right.
But they weren't doing any winning.
So yeah, yeah.
If you're going to dog shows, you want to be winning.
Yeah. So what about the food in that respect? Did you weigh it out? Did you have a very strict regime?
Of what?
For food? For feeding the dogs? Did you just weigh it out?
I think I wrote somewhere in that one. What's the word that? We used to... we had a mate that worked at the slaughterhouse. He was a slaughterman.
Yeah.
And we went to the slaughterhouse, me and this lad that are in partnership at the beginning. Like, he says, "Let's go down to the slaughterhouse and see if we can get some elders and that." Like, you know what elder is, the
not really, no.
Yeah, cow's udder.
Okay, yeah, all right.
And we'll see if we can get some elder, like, you know. He used to sell it in shops.
Wow, cow's udders.
Yeah. Wow. Why? What they used to call it? I forgot. Well, they used to call it elder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, tripe as well. Cows,
yeah,
cow's
yeah.
Belly.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was brought up on,
it was
on
a,
tripe. Yeah.
There was a shop throughout the country, a business throughout the country, New United Cattle Products. And
yeah.
they had these shops in different towns where they used to buy all this offal.
Right.
And people used to enjoy it. They used to think it was lovely.
So you used to go down to the abattoir then to get
get
whatever. So what did you do? You didn't have a freezer then. I mean, did you have...
We had a big boiler in the back garden. I've wrote about it in one of these.
Right.
And we used to cook the elders in these.
Okay.
But there was one that I've mentioned in your reading that. This was... You know, a cow has four or five stomachs, one bump, and
yeah,
they chew
yeah.
the cud, don't they? And they're gonna,
yeah.
Now, there's the last one, and it's about that big.
Okay.
And that's the last one before a cow evacuates, like.
Yeah.
And it's in a ball like that, like a small football. Like.
Right.
But you could never clean it. You couldn't cook it because, the sting.
Yeah.
It was... shite in it, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And you sort of hose it down with the hose pipe because they never clean it. Just
yeah.
cut that up, it went in a minute.
Right.
They used to love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was raw, was it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
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 So the okay, so you didn't weigh it out then. You were just
just
eyeballing
this,
it.
This was the
yeah.
one I told you about that went under shop. You used to give him half a bucket of wet of elder and he
Okay.
These yeah. But I mean, these what you buy now, they're all scientifically manufactured now.
Yeah,
aren't
yeah.
They?
Yeah.
I suppose, but better than probably more nutrients and vitamins in what you buy now in the shop than
yeah.
what you got from the slaughterhouse,
yeah.
I suppose. Yeah. I don't
and
know.
What were you and Dorothy? What was the, what? How did you split it up? Doing the walking and the.
Dorothy never wanted a dog in her life.
Okay, so she wasn't.
She
yeah,
never
so you did the. You did the.
She did
you
the feeding.
Did the walking.
She did the feeding and.
Right.
And
okay.
All that. Yeah.
And did you always see eye to eye about which dog you wanted to show
yeah.
and keep and all of that? So
yeah.
you liked similar
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. So the two of you have had a joint interest in
Absolutely.
Dogs your whole life, Sonia. Okay, so
yeah.
that's been a really big.
Well,
part.
As I say, for the first 5 years, like, Dorothy couldn't be involved because it was between me and this other guy.
Right, okay.
So, but once
yeah,
it became Rendo and then she...
Right.
Yeah.
So when did you start doing your sort of judging and when did you start...
Oh, I've been I'm judge for until about 19.
Okay.
In about 9 years.
Right. Okay.
And I was finally persuaded, and it was a small show.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't like it. I thought, oh, I'm not doing this again.
Okay.
So
What didn't you like about it? Because people giving you a hard time, or?
I couldn't pick one from the other.
All right. So you were just for a bit sort of.
So anyhow, time went on, and a guy called her earlier and said, you should be judging, you know, really. We're starting to build the kennel up a little bit. And
right.
So I said, all right. And then it was about 15 years before I did the first championship show.
Yeah, okay. And you enjoy judging now?
I'm not saying I'm enthusiastic about it, like some people are. But,
yeah. And you're known as a movement man. People talk about you as a movement judge.
Movement balance.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They so all that's go your, together. That's two important things for you.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they fit in with the fact that it's you're judging the whole dog and, you know, the whole thing? How do you balance that?
I mean, there's a bitch on the still being sure now, and I know she's just a little bit, you know, I would like a little bit better movement, but I've given her a CC,
right,
and I've given her a veteran.
Yeah, yeah.
I give her the veteran up the last time I judged.
Okay. Right.
So yeah, if there's other things overwhelm, I can, you know, tread back a little bit on the movement.
Yeah.
I mean, they've all got something wrong with them.
Yeah, yeah. Do you firmly believe that? I know people say that. Well, there's not such a thing as a perfect dog.
Oh, certainly. There's not. No, there's always something you can pick out. Something that.
Apart from the Blues taking over, do you think the breed's in good shape? Do you think the Staffordshire Bull Terrier's in fairly good shape?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so that's very positive then. Yeah.
Yeah, because from when I think back, you know, there was a dog there. I remember a guy called Jack Bamber. I'm back in the 60s now, late 60s, maybe it'll be 70s. And this was a dog I really liked, a model on this dog called Rainer Boot Renegade, a champion.
Right.
He went best of breed at Cross, but it's an all-round judge that was judging.
Okay.
This dog could move and everything. He weren't everybody's idea of a Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
Right.
He hadn't got this great head that they all,
right,
you know, wanted. But that's more or less what I modelled off, really.
Okay.
And it was kind of from, that's it, where I got the idea. And then, as I say, I've gone on then to judge 30 shows here.
Right, 30 championship shows, yeah. And abroad, how many countries have
20.
You? 20 countries, yeah. Okay, and is that you and Dorothy? Do you do the trips together?
We used to do, yeah. And then Dorothy, she has COPD, bronchitis.
Right.
So the flights were affecting her, you know.
She
would come back home and then be ill.
Yeah.
I mean, this what she's doing, got now, like, is... She's still got this bronchiectasis as well, like.
Okay.
Or COPD, as they want to call it.
Right. So your travelling days are over now for
judging.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you've judged your last show abroad.
Yeah. I got an invitation from America yesterday, as recent as yesterday.
Yeah. An invitation? All right. Yeah. You just said no.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'll show you.
So what would you like to be remembered for in Stafford's, Norma? If people are going to be talking about you after you go, what would you like them to say about you?
Enthusiastic.
Right. Yeah.
It
must be more than that though, because you've made
straightforward with judging.
Okay. Right.
No favours.
Yeah. All right. Honest judge. Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. I think you have that reputation. I've never heard anyone say anything else. Okay. Honesty, straightforward, and. Okay, so just like the Stafford itself, in fact, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Shall we leave it at that? I'm sure I can